Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ here, the end of July, July 27th, 2025. We thank you for joining us, and I hope you can take those words to heart. I wish that America would open up your eyes and learn the lessons to be learned. And that's really what our God has for us, is return to me, he says, learn these things as I send you through this turmoil, and get better. So, again, good morning. Hope you're prayed up. Thank you for joining us. Got a little bit of everything for you this morning. I know you're going to enjoy being here with us today. We start out with the pistol prayer. We've sent hundreds of these out on the Bible bookmarkers. We encourage you to order one, to have it, to pray it as the Spirit leads. And we see this prayer being answered. And so we're going to keep praying it. I'm going to keep starting it off as long as I can. So we hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. You know, many times we get asked, what should we do? What are we to be doing? I hope that in your prayer life you ask God that. You know, Lord, here am I, send me. What is it you would have your servant do? And that's what a servant, that's what a steward does, is what's asked, what's needed. And so I've got a couple scriptures. I want to start out an Old Testament and a New Testament. They kind of say the same thing. They're not a direct quote, but they get the same point across, and I think that it does answer what should we be doing today? We go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 51:45 says, come out of her, my people. Save your lives, each of you, from the fierce anger of the Lord. Now, that's back in Jeremiah. That was when, you know, the people were in, had been conquered. And that's what Jeremiah told him. That's what God told Jeremiah to tell him. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her. Save your lives. And then in Revelation 18:4, we read just about the same thing. Not a direct quote, but the same concept. And he says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins. And when you read all of it, you know, those that don't come out, well, those that stay in. You know, it's one thing. I mean, we all sin, the Bible says, right? And we've all sinned. We fall short of the glory of God. All men are liars. I mean, but we overcome those things. Those are things we are to overcome and not to continually embrace. And I think that's what these two verses allude to, is come out of her. Don't do that anymore. And so, you know, when you come out of evil, when you turn away from evil, you're headed in a better direction. When you're turning away from it, and that's better. And so, got some news flashes that I saw this week, these last couple of weeks actually, that I think are that very thing, that as a nation, we see things headed in a better direction. Let's take a look. The U.S. Olympics and the Paralympic Committee has barred transgender women from competing in women's events at the Olympics. Praise the Lord. Following an executive order from President Trump, this decision, which puts the U.S. at odds with some international sporting bodies, boo-hoo-hoo, good. If they embrace this sin, we need to be at odds with them. But that's framed as a measure to ensure fairness and safety in women's sports. So whatever reason they say why they're doing it, praise the Lord, they're doing it. We saw that just a few years ago at the last Olympics, the debacle. We've seen it in sports. We've seen girls, boys playing against them, men playing against, smashing them in volleyball or softball, whatever it is. So it's good that it's a move in a better direction. How about this? saw this and got another highlight I saw just in the news last night. A better direction. At least 20 Planned Parenthood clinics have shuttered amid political turbulence. The reproductive health giant, yeah, right, the killing health giant, is navigating a loss of federal funding and fresh threats from multiple directions. Planned Parenthood closures have occurred or in the works across six affiliates that maintain clinics in Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Utah, Vermont. The next one I saw was just a picture, and it said, you know, Planned Parenthood's Michigan closures leave the UP without an abortion clinic. The UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Praise the Lord. No abortion clinics in the UP. That's a move in a better direction. That is a move than, it's better than 2 years ago. It really is. There's more on Planned Parenthood. Closing four Iowa reproductive health clinics and another four in Minnesota in the coming year. They're to close two Southwest Ohio clinics, closing two Utah clinics, and in Chicago, on Chicago's south side, either closed or closing in Bloomington, Ottawa, Decatur, and Inglewood in Chicago's south side. Those are blue, left-wing, hardcore Democrat, hardcore pushing for this child sacrifice Planned Parenthood, and they're closing down. I'm excited about that. That is answered prayer. That's not firebombing abortion clinics. That's not coming against them in the physical. That's in the spiritual. That is a victory with in spiritual warfare. It's as simple as that. It is. It is a victory, and I hope you see that's what it is, and don't stop praying. Don't stop. Also, a better direction, more secure border, the most secure border in history. The June migrant arrests dropped 15% from the prior record. From shutting down the illegal crossings to seizing fentanyl and enforcing billions in tariffs, CBP is delivering results on every front. Protecting this country with relentless focus, and the numbers prove it. And you see that graphic there. Illegal immigrants released into the U.S. last June, over 27,000 illegal invaders. And you're starting to hear that in the news. They talk about that now. They're not just illegal immigrants. They're invaders. And you're hearing that. Because the truth is coming out. Because we're headed in a better direction. It's not perfect. No. Our leadership, our administration is not any more perfect than you or me. But it's better. It's a better choice. You know, sometimes we do that. Sometimes we make choices that aren't the right choices. Sometimes we might do things that, you know, hey, we should have done better. But we don't continue to make those choices. And the choices that are being made now by this administration are better choices for the American people. Again, Hosea 6:1, let's take a look at this. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has wounded us. That's the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ has wounded us, but he will bind up our wounds when we return to him. You know, a better direction. If you read back, I got a little note here about the kings, because we've talked about that. The kings of Israel, there was never a perfect one except Jesus Christ. But when they made good choices and they turned to him, things got better. Here's just a little summary, you know, from a couple scriptures in the Old Testament. After wicked King Ahaz, which was Hezekiah's father, King Hezekiah boldly cleaned house. The pagan altars, the idols, and the temples were destroyed. The bronze serpent that Moses had made in the desert, you can read about that in Numbers, was also destroyed because the people had made it into an idol. The temple in Jerusalem, whose doors had been nailed shut by Ahaz, was cleaned out and reopened. King Hezekiah, the Levitical priesthood was reinstated. The Passover was reinstated as a national holiday. And under Hezekiah's reforms, revival came to Judah. Revival came to the people when the king changed things from how they'd been. Now, Hezekiah wasn't perfect, right? Hezekiah, no, he eventually turns to the doctors, right? And with the problems, and then, you know, shows the Babylonians, I think it is, everything he's got. Look at all we have here. And eventually it's all gone. So he was not perfect. But boy, at this time, when he turned away from the evils of the leadership before him, and he reinstituted these godly things, it got better. And that was pleasing to God. And I think that's where we are now. But it's just a step in the right direction. It's not the final. It's not the end game. It's just a step in the right direction that we need to start running to as a nation. Well, Remnant, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. The newswire's there. If you've got current events, you can email them to jason@sfaw.org. Lots of information there. A lot of work goes into that network website, folks. I know Jason and spends a ton of time on there. And the next slide, I just wanted to show you, if you click on resources there, okay, and I highlighted the resources, that's just some of the things that are there. It's right there at the top. I kind of circled it in the yellow. But, you know, there are interviews, newsletters, tons of information there, free books, things to read. It's a great place to send people to give them an idea. Hey, take a look at this. You know, people are searching. They're looking for answers. They're having their eyes opened. They're not getting answers from their Judeo-Christian pastors. They're not. So we've got that network website, sfawbn.com. Send people there. Keep an eye on it. We update it all the time. For truth, we can go to the Word. You hear a lot, and I've seen it just this week, you know, the accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And I have yet, and I ask people, what scripture is that in? You know, if you can you point me to that? Because I'd love to read about that. That sounds great. Where can I read about that in the scripture to know that it's right? You know, our pastor used to teach. He'd say, don't believe me. He'd say, my job is to point you to the scripture. Then you read the scripture and see if that's what it says or not. Then you can choose to believe the scripture or not. Doesn't matter whether you believe me. And it is that way today. But let's read a couple scriptures. Talk about baptism, salvation. And see if they aren't true. Because you can argue with me all you want. I'm just a wretched, sinful man that's been saved by the grace of God, by his blood, by the watery grave of baptism. Let's take a look at a couple scriptures here, because these have not changed. They have not. Acts 2:38, a great one to start. Peter replied, to those that had crucified Christ, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this tells me how to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It tells me what to do, not just be baptized, but repent and be baptized, so my sins will be forgiven. That's what that tells me. Now, I didn't go to seminary, but I can read this and understand it, regardless of what any pastor or preacher or whatever says. How about 1 Peter 3:21? Here's another one. Baptism now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it does not say believing now saves you, but it ties right in with Acts 2:38. Baptism now saves you. And how about this one? In Galatians. Let's take a look at Galatians. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. Let's keep reading. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Remember there, awake, awake, O Zion, and clothe yourselves in your beautiful garments. How do you get clothed in Christ? Through faith. All of you that were baptized, right? And then one more verse here, Mark 16:16. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And I bring this up because there's been several deaths this week, kind of high profile, people in this nation passing away. One was Ozzy Osbourne. Now, Ozzy Osbourne, I don't know what his relationship with God was. I know he was a cursing, foul mouth, seemed like bat biting, whatever. But there was another one that passed away that, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s in Florida that that I was aware of, and that was Hulk Hogan. And so I've got a couple of comments I want to share with you about Hulk Hogan, because it was a little different in his life. Now, this was one of his quotes. He'd say to all my little Hulkamaniacs, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and you'll never go wrong. And, you know, that's kind of a, didn't get a lot of media play, those quotes, but that I remember hearing that, if you ever listened to him, watched him. Well, he passed away, but you know, about 18 months ago, he got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, full immersion. And he had repented. And he called it the greatest day of his life. He declared it as a total surrender and dedication to Jesus. And again, he called it the greatest day of his life. Now, you know, the Bible says, what is there, Matthew, that by our words we are condemned, and by our words we are justified. And I think that's why it says, definitely confess with your mouth that Jesus is Christ. It says, repent and be baptized. And he did. Now, I don't put anybody in heaven or hell. That's not my job. I can't do that. But I can see what people do. And that was a good thing that he did. It was. It was. Hebrews 9:27. We're wrapping up this morning. We're almost out of time. Hebrews 9:27, a couple verses. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin unto salvation. See, when he comes back, it's not about sin, it's judgment. That's what comes on the second return, is judgment. Acts 22:15. This is what we are to do. Acts 22:15. You are to be his witness. We is how that applies, because we all should read that and heed that. You are to be his witness, telling everyone what you have seen and heard. And that's Acts 22:15. That is, I think that's our call for today, to share the gospel. And then this last one in Esther, I don't read a lot out of Esther, but I like this one. You know, you could be born for such a time as this. We read about that in Esther. And it could be, this is the time we're in. We don't get to choose the time or the place we're in, but here we are. And so let us do as Acts said. Let us be his witness, telling others what we've seen, what we've heard, what the word tells us. Point them to the word. Point them to, somebody pointed Hulk Hogan to the word. Somebody did. I don't know who did. Somebody pointed him to it. Somebody planted that seed. And that's a good thing. Well, guys, we're out of time this morning. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Got a great timeless pulpit message. I don't know that we've ever really played this, have we, Jason? It's been quite a bit. Pastor Peters, the Bible Zoo and the Kingdom. I know you're going to enjoy it. And then Jason's got a message after that. So, great morning. Thanks again for joining us. God bless.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Again, we praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Sin is a terrible thing, and it makes a fiery ring, fueled by wild desire. We fell into a ring of fire. We fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. It burns, burns, burns. Down, 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 and the flames went higher. That burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire, that ring of fire. The taste of sin is sweet. Then we fall at Satan's feet.